Yaddo has hosted thousands of artists, including James Baldwin, Leonard Bernstein, Truman Capote, John Cheever, Aaron Copland, Ruth Heller, Patricia Highsmith, Langston Hughes, Sylvia Plath, Philip Roth, Mario Puzo, Flannery O'Connor. Have I impressed you yet?
Wow.
Just to name a few.
Yeah, that's right. Yaddo is the artist community located on a 400-acre estate in Saratoga Springs, New York. Its mission is, and I quote, to nurture the creative process by providing an opportunity for artists to work without interruption in a supportive environment, and that means no trespassers.
That's correct. Right. Leave them alone. They're trying to work. This morning, we're joined by Leslie LeDuc, public affairs coordinator.
LeDuc, isn't that a familiar name?
I know she is Sarah's aunt.
No, she's not. We're making actually, this up.
Sister.
Sister. Yeah. No, it's spelled differently. But anyway, we'll get
it's
into that.
It's the French
in a moment.
Spelling.
Which. Anyway, Leslie is responsible for all Yaddo publications and outreach materials and frequently lectures about the artist's retreat. And it's a delight to have you here. I think we missed you in the last broadcast, but it's a delight to have you here for this one.
Thank you very much.
And also joining us is Richard McCann, author of Mother of Sorrows. He teaches in the MFA program in creative writing at American University, where I did my master's, and also serves on the board of directors at the Penn Faulkner Foundation and is a member of the Corporation of Yaddo. Welcome to the RT.
Glad to be here.
It's really nice to have you both here. So let us get a perspective from Leslie of how things are going at Yaddo. I assume that this is the busy time, right?
Yes. During the summer, we have about 32 to 34 artists in residence. So it's very busy in that regard. And there's actually a lot going on at Yaddo right now. We're about ready to put up a new building.
Oh, and what will that do?
It will be an artist studio. It is the first purpose-built building at Yaddo since the 1920s.
So, wow.
Who pays for it?
We're fundraising at the moment. We actually have, we're quite a ways along on that fundraising campaign for that building, but you probably will be hearing more about that in the next few months.
I've given you your opportunity here.
She took it.
Yeah, she takes it. And you'll come back and you'll tell us.
Oh,
about
I
it,
will.
Right?
I'd be
excellent.
Very happy to.
As far as, how many did you say? 32 artists now?
It changes a lot. Right now it's about 25, but it goes up to 34.
My question was the capacity. What's your capacity?
34, I think.
34, yeah. Richard, by the way, has sort of like the inside scoop because right now he's serving as what we call the special assistant to the president, or the SAP for short.
Yeah. I was hoping you weren't going to say SAP.
So how did you become a SAP?
Extraordinary knowledge. Charm, yes. Things like that, the ability to get rid of trespassers. I've been a guest at Yaddo a number of times, and I began to feel more and more wedded to the place. And I talked to the program director, Candace Waite, about this prospect of being, do I really have to say sad?
No, you don't.
Began to do that, which I do periodically.
And is that separate or include being a member of the corporation?
Entirely separate. Okay. Entirely separate.
Yeah. So what's the difference between being a professor at American University, which is a special favorite of mine, and being here in the summer?
Well, first, let me just note that that's an extremely penetrating question that could only be asked by a graduate of American University, I'm sure. The difference is great.
By the way, the place is a lot better now than when I went to it. I could tell you that much. It's
I have a
wonderful
historical
place.
Memory. Yeah. it's an entire difference. I mean, being a professor and of creative writing means working intimately with a lot of people on their work.
Right.
And being at Yaddo as an artist means essentially having an enormous amount of time and freedom to sort of immerse yourself in your own work and even in your own self. There's fun, but it's, you know, essentially solitudinous and hard working, whereas regular work is talk, you know.
Do you, I've talked to many artists and many authors specifically about how they use Yaddo, and some will say at the beginning of a project they needed to get away to be able to really ignite and to start the process. I've also heard artists who say they get halfway through and they just need that place that will allow them to concentrate on the work that they need to do. So it really works on a number of different levels for artists.
I think many different levels. I mean, the composer Richard Daniel Poor was telling me recently that what he felt he got from Yaddo was learning how to work. What it would be like to walk into a room and think, okay, I'm doing my own work, and I'm now going to be doing it for 9 or 10 hours. You know, and he'd never before had that opportunity to discover what it meant to have to sort of self-create, you know, each morning as you walk back into that room where this work is going to take place. Certainly a lot of work. I mean, it's sort of like the history of American literature and music and art exist, you know, in part because of Yaddo. So a tremendous amount of work has taken place there. But one gets other things, too. I think for me, when I was first a guest there, I could not get over the fact that Carson McCullers and Truman Capote were guests there, people I'd read my whole life. You know, as a kid, these are the people whom I loved. And, of course, I felt like, how did I get here? You know, and actually, I still feel the same way years later. You know, Truman Capote and Carson McCullers and many other people. You know, you mentioned Flannery O'Connor, for instance. So I think there's also a sense in which, as an artist, you sort of enter the history of your field, of your work, in a way that I suppose is in some ways validating, but it also allows you to think about yourself in a way more seriously as an artist. You know, it's kind of hard to get a lot of permission to go, you know, waste your life by making art, you know. And here's a way that here's a way that says other people wasted their lives too. Join us, you know. That's a terrific opportunity.
So Leslie, does anybody ever, you know, misbehave? It's one of my favorite questions. Have you ever had to send anybody home? I mean, have you ever had to counsel anybody about, you know, drunken debauchery or any of that stuff?
I think I've been at Yaddo for quite a while now, and I don't think during my tenure we've ever asked anybody to leave, although it has happened in the past. I do think occasionally there's little notes sent to people, but for the most part, I think people come to do work and that's what they do. And I think that's increasingly true in this day and age when support for individual artists is getting to be a rare thing. So I honestly think that the artists who come to Yaddo today value the time even more so. And I wanted to kind of take off on something Richard said. We're actually in the process of applying for National Historic Landmark status. Mm. And while the buildings and the grounds themselves are certainly a part of that application, what we're basing it on is the art that has been created at Yaddo. Mm. So we're really pinning our hopes and dreams of becoming a National Historic Landmark on the artists who have been to Yaddo and what they have done.
One that we can never see.
Once a year.
Once a year we can get in to see it.
Please be there.
When you talk about what the work is that you're doing and the schedule, is that up to you or do you go in with a plan and say, this is what I want to accomplish? And is there anyone over you at Yaddo saying, okay, you have to accomplish that? Or can at the end you just say, yeah, I don't know, I wrote a couple paragraphs and, you know.
Right. No, there's no
watched one. A lot of movies.
Don't forget swimming.
Right.
There's no one over one who says, you know, we must get this done. Although, you know, a lot of people come with projects that are in process and they have editors who are saying that,
right.
Or, you know, publishers. And there's always that pressure, you know, for whatever it is, a performance coming up. But no, you invent yourself. And in some ways, it's a great opportunity to learn who you are as an artist. Because, in fact, you're going to be working on your own and sort of figure out what works for you and how you fit into such a thing. People sometimes stay up, you know, all night. Lots of people are in bed at, you know, 10 so they can get up early and get right to work. The only requirement, essentially, is that you come to dinner and, if you're not, let someone know.
And dinner is interaction time?
Yes. Yeah. One eats in the great baronial hall of Yaddo, which is a wonderful experience, you know, these high sort of medieval faux chairs and furniture. Yes. And that's often, you know, in some ways.
Is there a dress code?
No longer. They used to, but people, gentlemen, as is true in the world, used to wear a jacket and tie, but no longer. It's, you know, shorts and T-shirt, just like every place else in North America. But being at Yaddo is in some ways like being a little bit in the 19th century. For instance, when you go into the dining room for dinner, it is expected that you might, for instance, have a conversation, the kind of thing your mother told you, the skill you should develop.
Right.
In the evening, you might play parlor games. You know, there's no it's completely offline except for one room.
Yeah. And when you look at the work that you have, that you personally have accomplished from your time there. Do you see a difference?
Well, I think the difference I see, I don't think I see a difference stylistically. The difference I see is that it exists.
It
got done. And I'm not sure that a certain amount of it would have gotten done without Yaddo.
Well, it's a just a beautiful, wonderful place, and take our word for it. Could you know, want you there. For more information about Yaddo, you can go to their website, yaddo.org. And we joke, but you do have an open house once a year.
No, we don't.
You don't? Oh, no. So I thought you said once a year.
Well, we have a benefit in June every year, but open houses, we've only done 5 in our history. We just did one last September, so not for at least a couple more years.
And are the gardens open?
The gardens are always open to the public, 365 days a year.
There you go.
And they're free.
Now we know why you're a Duke.
Get it. Leslie LeDuc and Richard McGann, I thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Yaddo.org for more information. You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from SPAC on WAMC.